Welcome to the Max Living Podcast.
We're here to help you live your life to its fullest potential by taking control of your health, identifying the cause of common health challenges, and removing interference. Whether your health journey has had its ups and downs, you're looking for natural answers to common health questions, or you're an advocate for health freedom, come and join us.
Let's align your health.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Max Living Podcast. This is Dr. Ryan Berlin and your host, co-host Ashley Berlin. And we are excited today because we have on one of our absolute favorite people. I have known this guy most of my chiropractic career. He is an amazing chiropractor. Literally, within Max Living, won every award you can win.
Every single one, for sure.
under the sun. Even his name shows you that he literally was born to do what he does. Dr. Blake Livingood is the author of two Amazon number one best-selling books, Living Good Daily, which is sparks his health challenges that he currently does. And then he's also the author of Make Food Simple. He currently is holding challenges where there are literally thousands and thousands of people all over the U.S. joining these challenges monthly. And he stepped out of practice after over a decade because he really felt like he could do about 85% of everything he could do outside of the walls of his office, but yet still loves the foundation that he got as being a chiropractor first. Without any further ado, I'd like to welcome my good friend and really a chiropractor that I look up to and I've looked up to over the years in big ways, Dr. Blake Livingood.
Good to be with you guys. Thanks for the humble words. So,
literally best name on the planet, Blake.
No choice, right?
Right.
It's like pastor or doctor with the name of Livingood. That's it. That's all you get to choose.
You know, what's funny is there was a doctor here locally. His name was Dr. Tickle and his first name was William. And he was a chiropractor as Dr. Will Tickle. And I was like,
oh, yes,
man, you could have had Livingood.
You could have.
I know his kids. They're great. But yes, Livingood. Handpicked. I wish the story was prettier, but it wasn't. And it started with Max Living back in the day. So, yeah.
That's awesome, man. Well, here's the thing. We, you know, back in the day from just knowing you as a Max Living chiropractor, being on stage, the bar that you set, honestly, the bar that you set for doctors and also for patients was so high that it's still so respected today that I remember, and I'll just start off with my first story. I remember being a Max Living doctor and being on fire for getting my own family healthy and wanting to see. And I know that's part of your story with your father, which I hope you elaborate on, but I was, you know, just passionate to see my family getting healthy. And I had an aunt who was really going through a rough time. And my aunt was really at a low. And in fact, so much so that I reached out to her because I was really worried for her. And when I reached out to her, you got to get to a doctor in your area. And we sent her to you, looked her up, like, where's the closest doctor, sent her in. And, you know, not only did she turn a big part of her health around her, and I don't know that you know how impactful that was, even though I would say, you know, some patients are perfect patients and some patients aren't perfect patients. Yeah. The impact that every adjustment has, the impact that every word you spoke had, it has carried over literally decades. And she went into your office just in a really desperate place and came out and she's like, here's my care plan. Here's the supplements I'm taking. I'm going to lose 50 pounds. I'm going to do this. We're getting my son checked in the next few weeks. Like, it was just such an amazing thing that how transformative even just one visit in your presence was. And that blew me away.
She came out like that little, remember that little kid that was on YouTube that was like, I love my life. My house is great. My family's great. Everything's great. Like, she came out exactly like that. I
can do anything. I can better do anything. Anyone.
Like, literally, that's how she came out of your office. And we loved it. It was amazing. So I love that story.
So I think first question is, how do you do that? Because now you're doing it online with thousands of people.
Well, I lived it. So I was in doctorate school. I'm probably a year and a half in at this point. Like, I know exactly where I was that day. I could still see the carpet. And I get the phone call that you don't want to get. And it's my mom on the other end. She's bawling. Mom, what's going on? Blake, it's your dad. He just got airlifted to Mayo Clinic. And so just everything stops, right? It's not even when you lose your health. It's when anyone you care about loses your health. It's the most important thing we have. We just don't value it till it's gone. And it didn't matter if I had a test. It didn't matter what the bills were. Nothing. So I'm on a plane trying to get back there. And I watched my dad go through something. I'm trying to prevent every single person listening from ever going through, and that's the American sick care system. And so I watched my dad go through this process over the next 2 years, jumping from doctor to doctor to doctor. And the whole focus is drugs, diagnostics, doctors. And he's at Mayo Clinic, who's arguably one of the best hospitals in the world. He's got the rheumatologist, the neurologist, the endocrinologist, all of them that are just giving them their diagnosis of their special area and throwing a drug at him. So he gets 2 years in and he's lost his hearing, has open heart surgery. He's on 15 pills.
Wow. Like,
there's no way he lives another year if he continues down this road. There's no health involved in this system. If all you do is wait to get a diagnosis of sickness and disease, and then you treat the sickness and disease with drugs and surgeries, all you're ever going to get is more sickness and disease. Until you decide to do the activities of building health, that's when you actually get it. And so that's when I realized, well, I got to get him out of this mess. And thank God I found Maximize Living. So Max Living,
is that the order? You actually found Max Living?
That's it. So I was your aunt. I'm going in like, it's a mess. Help us. And so I find an office in the area. I move my dad down. Literally, he like lives with my wife and I. And we go out to a Max Living doctor in the area. And then they gave the same experience. It's like, we're walking out of there with like, we got to take care of our spine. We got to take care of our nutrition. We got to take care of our movement. We got to take care of our mind. We have to take care of the toxicity. And they start walking us through everything. 90 days of that, of my dad living with me. And he comes into the room one day holding the box. I still have it. And I'm like, what's this? And he said, I don't need him anymore. It was
the drug freedom box.
He got off all of them himself. And I sent him back to my mom, and he got the bike again and fish again, and he got the chance to live good again. And that's the moment, the cheesy Mark Twain quote, but I love it. The two greatest days in your life, the day you're born, the day you find out why. And that's the day I knew why. So how do I do it? I'm like, well, I lived it. And so I'm like, you are expecting never to end up there, but if you do, it's hell. And I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure you don't end up there and help you to realize your health is your responsibility. No one's coming for you.
No one's coming to save you. That's so good.
Yeah. So we have a friend there. So there's a book. We actually did a radio show on this, and there's a book. And you know Dr. Sarah Lasby. So
yeah.
She gave a talk recently, and it was on survivors and how survivors have to go through a real quick set of decisions in order to survive. Something like, you know, the story was a lady who fell out of an airplane and landed in the Amazon at 14 years old and survived it, and then had to figure out how to survive the Amazon. And one of the decisions you have to come to really quick is, no one's going to save me.
Yep. Right.
Like, I got to do this. And we just talked in another interview a few weeks ago to another doctor, and he was talking about, when you really boil it down to health, like, health is a moral obligation. It's not like, it's something that, until the healthcare system starts recognizing that health is a moral obligation, then we're not going to fix anything. Like, we can't, it's, you know, we can't keep going down this direction of like disease treatment. So I love this. So
it's a matter of integrity. And that's the problem with the whole system right now is, so I get into my town and we start going, and I'm speaking to doctors. I'm going to hospitals. I'm sitting down with cardiologists and nephrologists, and every one of them says the same thing. You're right, doc. You're right. We need to focus more on what's causing all these problems, but none of them are willing to step out and do anything about it.
Yeah.
Right.
And so then when you talk about like those awards and making an impact, it's like there was a moral obligation for myself to go scream that message as loud as we could. And then practice almost became, it was like, I can't keep just doing one-to-one. We've got to get one to many. And that's when we, you know, developed Living Good Daily, of like, we're getting thousands of people reaching out just like your aunt every single week. How can we take this online and then help people that truly just need leadership? And there's so few doctors out there that are getting in the trenches, taking a person by their hand and fixing the cause of what's driving most of their conditions, instead of just throwing a pill at them or ignoring it.
So. Yep. That's so good. I think that's, you know, that's why we do the podcast, radio show, even Max Living. I think Max Living's whole purpose is lots and lots of offices, but as an individual, you're right. Like, I can't keep doing one-on-one. I got to do, you know, 500 on one or 5,000 on one or whatever that is. So what does that look like for you right now? What does life look like in coaching thousands of people? What are the things that are fun? What are the things that are challenging? What's going on in your life right now?
Well, there's the world of information right now. And so you can go anywhere and find answers, go to Dr. Google and go to, you know, a social feed. It's not the information that's needed right now. It's the knowledge, and people perish for lack of knowledge. Knowledge is the application of the information. And so my job right now is, I want to put the right information out there, but then how do I actually help you apply it? So on the front end of it, you know, DrLivingGood.com, the books, it gets the right information out in front of people, our YouTube channel. So millions of people get touched there. But then it's helping them take the book so it doesn't end up as a shelf help book,
yeah,
or the content of just something else in the newsfeed. And we run live challenges where tens of thousands of people go through, how do you actually, we actually get you moving? And then how, based on what the Max Living Doctor showed me, you know, years ago, of how to get in shape in 10 to 12 minutes a day and walk them around the grocery store, just like I did my dad. And then have some conversations about the mental focus of this whole thing, just like I did with my dad. And then teach them how to make meals and give them the recipes. And then, like, literally everything I teach now is what I did with my dad for 90 days. And it's like, okay, you can't come live with me, but what I can do,
why can't we come live with you?
Set up a social community. You know, like, yeah, exactly. Get 1,000 people to move in. Mm-hmm. But how do we get the same experience and make it so autopilot that they can actually do it? So that's where, you know, we have the communities, and then we have, you know, all the content around it and a members area to help you with the specific conditions that come up. And then for the parts that I can't handle, then we send them into an office just like your guys's. So
let's talk about those
in that network.
I love that, because I love a Dr. Living Good referral. You know, we've had them come in our office where they come in.
They're usually excellent referrals. What's funny is they're so anchored in those things that you're teaching when it comes to nutrition and shopping and all this. But then when they come in the door, there is a high expectation on what they expect to receive chiropractically too. Right now you're not practicing, you're not adjusting patients. I mean, not in an office right now, you probably adjust your family and stuff. But the reality is, like, somehow they're still transferring in the door with this really high value on chiropractic care.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing I'm instilling and big on is, like, the two swear words around me right now are diet and program. Like, it's sad that not only do we have to battle medicine and, you know, the mentality of wait till you get sick and then treat the sickness, we're not fixing anything, we also got to battle big food and big nutrition as well. And so there's a lot of just, like, diets, programs. This is a lifestyle. Like, you got to be healthy from now until you choose to leave this earth. There isn't a time in there when you shouldn't be working on making some kind of progress, unless you want to go backwards and pay the consequences of it. So spending a lot of time right now of, like, okay, how do we actually make it a lifestyle? And if you can't do the diet, and if you can't do the meal plan approach longer than a couple months or 2 years from now, you've ditched it, then you probably shouldn't start down that road. It's trying to make it sustainable and make it doable for people. That's a big missing gap. And there's so much confusion. Like, the people are just confused, and then they don't do anything. Confused minds are just idle.
Yes. You know, that's so true. And this reminds me of a conversation I was checking out at Dillard's, and we were talking with the two checkout ladies. One lady
she hates shopping. It was like the worst experience of her life.
It was so bad, but I had to be there. So I did it. You know, I did my duty. I did my obligation. But the ladies at the checkout were having this conversation, because the one lady had just lost like 80 pounds and was amazing, and she'd done a great job. And the other lady was next to her, and she was like, you know, she did. I was like, how'd you do it? Like, what'd you do? I love hearing a success story. Like, what happened? And she was like, I started doing keto. And I was like, that's great. And the other lady was like, you know what? I tried keto. She was like, the worst thing about keto is that I could lose weight. I could lose like 40 pounds. But then when I went back to normal, like, all the weight came back. And she's like, that's why I don't like keto. And I was like, oh, there's so much to unpack in that.
Like, we have to go above that. You know, we got to get to this place of guidelines of, if you want to eat meat or don't eat meat, or go keto and have no sugars, or, you know, even trim fat down. There's some laws you got to follow here. Like, God didn't just wing this thing. Like, there's some requirements that you have to get into your body. And some people do really, they all work. If you've ever seen the map the metabolic system, there are 2,000 interactions going on inside of your system. Like, you move one lever, the machine changes. And that's why they work. However, some just work better for certain body types and for certain people. I'm like, but you can't break the rules. You can't overdo sugar. You still have to get healthy fats in. You can't have unhealthy meats. Like, a vegetarian can still eat beer and pizza. Like, that doesn't work.
You can't overeat.
And you got to care about where your nutrients are coming from. So that supersedes diets. It supersedes programs. But I mean, we don't have to go crazy deep in nutrition, but you're right. I mean, there's inconsistencies there.
Well, let me ask you a question, because I think for me, this is not like a challenging concept to understand, but I think, and this is, you know, I'm just going to say it how it is. If you really believe that we were intelligently designed, then you have to understand that there was a design, and that design, like, it's our job to kind of figure out how to get in alignment with what our bodies were actually made to function like. It's not just like it's kind of haphazardly, like our bodies aren't just kind of figuring things out as they go. There's actually intelligence there. And then our job is to, whether it's our food, whether it's chiropractic, whether it's whatever, is A, to get into alignment, and B, like removing the interference. So when you change your diet for the positive and you're making good changes, part of the reason it works so well is because you're not putting in all the crap that's the interference.
Yep.
And you're A, you're getting alignment, you're supporting it, but B, you're not interfering with it too. And I think it's so much easier to make that jump when you believe that the body was actually designed, you know, and I know that comes from more of a creationist standpoint, but I really believe that that's an easier jump than if you don't have some, you know, some basis or faith in that.
Oh, I think it drives everything. Absolutely. And look at populations of the world. Like, how is it that, you know, people that live in a super cold climate can only eat fish and blubber, and then people that live in a super warm climate can live off rice? And like what, pick whatever diet, people have existed, but it can't be fake. You can't put in something man-made, whether it's a drug or a food or a chemical, and not have a consequence. So yeah, what you're saying is absolutely, we got to get back to the way it was designed to be. And this isn't difficult. Like, I'm looking out the window right now, like the trees have it figured out. The squirrels got it figured out. It's like the tree's going to need some sunlight, and it's going to need water, and it's going to need carbon dioxide, and it's going to need soil with some nutrients. If it starts to wilt and you give it one of those things, it's going to come back properly. But if you're, as a human being, all of a sudden we start to twist it and we start to make it very complicated. So part of, you know, whether it was make food simple or living good daily, is how do we get this back to making health more simple? Because it really is simple. Like, give your body what it needs and it thrives. Deprive it of that, or give it too much of the wrong things, and it's going to go in a bad direction. So if a squirrel can figure it out, if the trees can figure it out, we got to get back to that a little bit more.
I love this, because this is, in the last three interviews we've done, this is a common thing, is A, simplicity, B, get back to, like, nature has it figured out. There was a quote that nature and our bodies have already designed solutions for problems that haven't even been invented yet. And that was like really profound. And another one was, you know, if like we're similar, we're not dissimilar to houseplants, you know, and if we treated our houseplants like we treat our bodies, they'd be dead instantaneously. And the person that we were interviewing was talking about, we're not that different than cockroaches in the fact that it's actually really hard to kill us. Like, it's actually really difficult. We can survive a lot. Like, if we were a houseplant, we would have been dead ages ago. And human beings somehow can, like, smoke cigarettes and drink beer and do whatever and eat the wrong foods and, you know, smash up cars and get into car accidents, and somehow we still survive. Now, it doesn't mean that our life is, you know, going to be, you know, my whole thing, and I think that is, I want to live a long life, don't get me wrong, but more importantly, I want to live a healthy life. If I go at 75 and I was playing with my, you know, my grandkids or great grandkids the day before, I'm going to die a happy man. I don't want to be in a hospital bed for 20 years. You know, that's not even an option in my mindset. So, you know, I'm working on things right now in my own health. One of the things I'm working on is actually trying to build some muscle mass in my 40s, because my 50s and 60s probably isn't the time to do it. And, you know, in my 30s, we're pretty stressful. We had kids, we started businesses, we did all these things. And unfortunately, I look back and I'm like, oh man, I want to be stronger than this by 50. So in my 40s, I've been working on muscle mass.
It's redefining hard, right? It's hard to diet. It's hard to exercise regularly. It's hard to de-stress. Well, what's hard is my dad got 5 more years, and he met the grandbabies, and he went fishing again, and he went biking again, and we got to make a lot of memories. But all of that, I mean, he was on 50 milligrams of prednisone. Like, you can't do that to a human body long enough. It ate a divot in his nose, but it destroyed his liver. And so his heart shuts down at age 58. We end up losing him. What's hard now is widowed mom. That was her middle school sweetheart. She had never dated another human being.
Oh my gosh.
And then now, and then you think, all 3 of my kids never met grandpa. It just, that's hard. A open heart surgery for my dad. That was hard. Losing his career after 35 years. That was hard. Watching my family nearly go bankrupt. That was hard. Like, so it's redefining that hard to do the things now to protect your health so that you have those quality years. And that just added more fuel in the fire for what people need to get woke up to. It's going back to that leadership. As doctors and nurses, we have a responsibility to lead them through this.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I'm wondering, like, how are you leading a patient? I love exactly what you're saying. You're exactly where you're going. I love it. Like, how are you leading a patient from that information? Like you talked about before, like you were saying, that knowledge is the application of the information. So, like, how are you leading your patients from that gap and just information to like knowledge, the implementation and to really using it.
Cause when you say that, just like you just did, it resonates. I don't think there's a single person that would hear that and it not hurt their heart. You know what I mean? Cause like now that you say that, it's like, yeah, eating lettuce is not difficult.
No.
Right. Like just chew the freaking lettuce if you know, cause the alternative is, you know, your kids don't get to see their grandfather. So that's not difficult. You know, I always, the whole joke about, you know, getting adjusted. You don't even have to like it. It still works anyway. You know?
Exactly.
Eating spinach. You don't have to like it. It works anyway. You know, just do it. So how do you take someone from that? Because I think you just moved every single person that listened to that. But now the next steps are what?
So here's the formula. And this is broken down in the Living Good Daily book. And there would be five steps that I would say, because I think it has to happen beneath the quarter inch of skull first, where so many of us have tried to join the gym or try the new meal plan, or that you can't start with that information. You have to make a decision, deciding that life's not going to go. You're making a decision. My 50s and 60s is not going to be the time when I want to have to start chasing this thing. I've got to make a decision now. So there must be a decisive moment where you're burning the bridge. And then number two, it's changing state, because what's going to happen is your state is going to alter your decisions that day. And then your decisions that day are going to alter your habits, and your habits are ultimately going to alter what your outcomes are, what your results are. But it all starts with, I've got to get around the right people. So we create community where 10,000 people or our Facebook group, 140,000 people can ask questions, be around it, get positivity, listen to me live multiple times a week, get through that quarter inch of skull, because everyone's feeding themselves garbage, negativity, people that are getting you off track. You're comparing yourself to others when really you just need to make progress yourself. And then it's establishing those five foundations. And that's what you guys teach in your clinic, you know, with
five essentials.
Exactly. And so then you can get into that. But until you make the decision and then you appoint yourself the head of your state, right? Like the election's over, you got to control your state. You got to put yourself into that feeling of wanting to make the right choice every single day. After you understand, then, okay, here are the five essentials, then it's time to take massive action. And then finally, you turn it into a lifestyle and you positive reinforcement. I think the most encouraging thing that people get out of what we teach is the 1% principle. And so if you just make 1% improvement on an area of your health, and there is thousands of them, right? Your sleep, your water, your foods, your grocery shopping, your movement. If you can just get 1% better today than you were yesterday, and if you did that for, we encourage them to do it 28 days at a time, you are now 28% better. And if you just set one health goal during that period of time, I am going to figure this thing out. I'm going to work out. I'm going to lift the weights. I'm going to gain the muscle, right? That's all I'm doing for 28 days. If I screw everything else up, I'm not going to feel guilty because I'm going to make that one thing a better habit. If you did that all year, 365 days, 1% to the power of 365 is 38 times better with your health. That's doable. Anyone listening can do that.
That's so good, because I was going to say 365.
Like, lose 80 pounds. How am I going to get off the medications? How am I? Don't worry about that right now. Yep. Just get 1% better today. Better than what? Your neighbor, the person on Facebook, the bodybuilder, the you. So don't be a different person. Just be a better version. Version 1.1, 1.2, 1. Just upgrade, 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 upgrade. That's what makes it doable. That's what makes it simple.
Just new firmware every day. New firmware being integrated into your. All right, dude, this is awesome. So, you know, here's the thing. We people come into our office all the time. They're constantly reading other health books. You know, I have Roger, a patient of mine who I love. Yes, he's in his 80s. He's the funniest guy I've ever met. Comes in, he's like, "You read this Wim Hof book? Started doing the breathing. My blood pressure's down." No, he's 80 something years old. You know what I mean? The guy still wears his high school letter jacket. Comes in the next week and he's like, "I'm reading this thing about Jack Wolfson, the paleocardiologist. My cardiologist is an idiot." You know, and like, he's just the best. So you got two books. People can find them on drlivinggood.com, right?
That's right. You can click on them there. So it's on Amazon. It's the number one bestseller on Amazon. But if you want a free copy, you can either go to drlivinggood.com or you can go to livinggooddailybook.com. All you do is cover the shipping and we'll send you one. Why? Because if I could have got that book in my dad's hands, then I believe everything could have been different. If I could have got him to an office like your guys's sooner, I think everything could have been different. So you cover the shipping, we'll get you the book in your hands. And
that's awesome.
That's, awesome, man. You and, you know, we got other friends who are doing things like you're doing. We're trying to get out there and get the message real big. And, you know, we always appreciate, because, you know, like you said, now, like, you don't have a chiropractic office at the moment. I mean, there's still, your office is still there. Somebody else owns it, but we would love, you know, like those Living Good referrals, man. They're just like, they're the best. They come in and they're prepped. They're ready to go. They're pre-primed. It's like, you know, I don't even know how to describe it. It would be like someone coming in and wanting to work for you in your business with an MBA, but they just finished up Tony Robbins Business Mastery. And you're like, all right, let's do this.
Let's
get going. So we appreciate the referrals, man. We also just appreciate the work you're doing because we know it's not easy work, that it's worthy. It's needed. It's, you know, the model right now, the medical model, it's the candles burn out. It's broken. It doesn't work. But the problem is the propaganda machine and the money is still very much there. And so they're perpetuating this message. And for you to get out there and kind of David and Goliath it, you know, pick up the five smooth stones, so to speak, or, you know, whatever, you know, the essentials or whatever they are in your book. And you're picking these things up and you're ready to go to battle and take down Goliath. It's not an easy thing. So we just really appreciate what you're doing.
Well, I got forged for that battle in Max Living. So I have a ton of gratitude for the group of doctors and what they stand for and what they're doing in the world. And I just get the opportunity to, you know, to spread the message in a different way now outside of the clinic. But I'm super thankful for those kind of clinics because they altered my family's life, you know, so I'm forever grateful. So right back at you.
Likewise, man. And we're blessed to know you and blessed to even have you on. So thanks for being on and please join us next week for another episode of the Max Living Podcast.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Max Living Podcast. Take responsibility for your health today by finding a Max Living doctor near you at maxliving.com/locations.